99.9 Radio USA. That's A Woman Like You, and that's Lee Bryce. 6:52, and we're sitting at 5 below. It's Scott Hansen in the morning, and I've got your weird news right here. The weird news is brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. There's an unspoken courtesy between drivers in which one driver alerts oncoming traffic of a police car staked out up ahead by flashing his lights. While 33-year-old Ron Martin of Texas took it one step farther, and now he's in trouble. Martin is facing charges for standing in the median of a highway holding a sign that read, "Police Ahead." It's not the first time he's done it. The local police were aware of previous times that he did the same things. Martin's defense, though probably a lie, is actually pretty reasonable. He says holding a sign alerting drivers to a police in the area is no different than an official speed limit sign. He explains it's the same thing as a speed limit sign, just reminding people that there's a limit and that they should slow down because the police are up ahead. Well, the police don't see it that way, I guess. How about this one? A woman in Ohio had a unique way of finding her lost dog. She posted flyers offering a reward. The reward? A case of beer and a pack of cigarettes. 23-year-old Abigail Miller said her two dogs escaped through an open gate. She found one of them at an animal shelter a few days later, but the other dog, a Siberian Husky named Zorro, is still missing. So she came up with the reward because she could afford it for one thing and figured it would get attention, and she was right. Abigail received a call from a man who told her where she could find Zorro. The man turned down the reward, though, but Abigail says she's going to treat him to some food from the submarine house where she works instead. And finally, a drunk British man woke up with an aching head, a foggy memory, and a note pinned to him by two police officers with a sense of humor. Seems the man named David had been seriously overserved, and two officers found him wobbling down the road in the early morning hours. But instead of taking him to the drunk tank, the officers drove him home. And then they had a little fun at his expense. They left him with a note that read, "We found you staggering on the road on your way home from Waterford. You were so drunk we were worried you wouldn't get home in one piece. So we gave you a lift home. Please don't get that drunk again." And it was signed, Cagney and Lacey. Oh, it would have been cooler if it was signed Starsky and Hutch, I think.
After 37 straight years as America's best-selling truck, other brands...